Jack Ball. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, and Jack smoked a lot of that wicked stick. Jack Windstorm, or Mr. Bottom of the Bag himself, as he is known. You would have never guessed that this guy actually came from a wealthy and educated family the way he terrorized the neighborhood over the years. He's considered a straight slime ball, reasons why we named him Jack Ball around the set. Jack decided around the age of 15 that he'd rather sell loose cigarettes and bootleg movies in front of the corner store before he put up with his father's rules, and he's been up there ever since that decision. Aside from being a half-ass hustler, he would cheat you out of quarters in a laundromat if he could. As many times as I've gotten over some of the dirty shit that he's done, this motherfucker never fails to pull a rabbit in some new con game of one kind or another out of his hat. It's one of those things when you've grown up with someone and know they aren't shit, but you kind of strangely still tolerate them for some reason. Jack hasn't always been able to get away with his slick shit, but there was one unforgettable story that I could never forget. One afternoon, I was just on my way out of the barbershop when I saw Jack across the street arguing with this woman, very aggressively and loudly. She was ranting about him giving back the money that she'd given him to change her brake pads on her car. And the first thing I thought was, he knows absolutely nothing about cars. Here he goes again with the scams, I thought. And all of a sudden, a car pulls up and two dudes hop out with that Troy on Jazzy Block look. And they proceeded to beat the snot out of him. If Jack would have gotten more of those beatings during his life, then he might have not ended up in that situation. If you know what I mean. It's pretty much impossible to avoid someone like Jack in the neighborhood, because the day always comes when you want something he has. And it will always go for a little of nothing.